Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadcasting from the Golden Spread of Texas, this is The Fred Hughes Show. With each episode, we introduce to you an inspiring person or message to help you grow and unlock your potential in life. I'm Fred Hughes, professional photographer, pastor, teacher, author, and your show host. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to this episode brought to you by the Faithful Partners of Decision Ministry. Well, welcome tonight to our video that we have each week. It's exciting that people join us from all over the world, and we're just excited about that a whole lot. So we are in the process of doing a whole bunch of different things, but one of those things is we're working on some books and working on some things that we'll have to offer on our website. And so we're excited about that. I'll just remind you of our little book that's located at our website. It's called Mr. Fred's Box. If you love children, you have children in your family or children that you know, these are great little gifts, and the children love them. It's full of beautiful pictures and stuff that that they enjoy finding the little animals and reading about it. It'll teach them how to actually find out what kind of gifts that they have inside of them and learn how to use them, that they have all these gifts, 9 different gifts that they can give away anytime they want to. Hugs, smiles, a whole bunch of other things. So do that. Stock up on some of those maybe in advance of holidays, Christmas, or gifts. Just keep one around so that if you need a gift, you have a good gift. I've also introduced on that same page on our website, and let me just put up the website address in case you don't know what that is. And that's a little journal that I've created. I just like to have a nice book that that I can write things down in, and it is just simple. Each have a little cross over here, and on some pages and on other pages it has, I think, I'm not hitting one. There it is, a little dove. And so just something, some place to keep your thoughts, do your journaling in the morning or whatever. They're not real expensive, but they are available at the website. Anyway, we have a special guest tonight that I'm just real excited about introducing to you. And our special guest tonight is Fred Hughes. I love to get to do this every once in a while myself, and so tonight's the night you get to get in on me and whatnot. So it's awful good, and I hope that I have something really good for you tonight. If you can see behind me that it says joy, and joy and joy and joy and joy. I want to talk to you tonight about the joy. It's a very important. A very important part of our life is joy. We have ways of creating that joy, and that is the best way is through the Word of God. And so tonight I'm just going to give you a ton of scriptures relating to joy and just kind of encourage you that we can suit up with joy. It's more according to our will and our choice than it is anything else. So I'm going to begin to kind of just give you some great scriptures about that. I love the one that it's in Psalms 30. It just says joy comes in the morning. And that's just every morning when you wake up, you have to choose to grab hold of joy. It's available to you right there. It's your choice. You can just grab hold of some joy and get tickled about life. You can begin to, just celebrate God. You can begin to just say, okay, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm gonna just rejoice and be glad in it. So it's a powerful thing that I can choose to do myself. I can encourage myself in the Lord by just electing to say, I'm gonna walk in joy today. I'm gonna go around and I'm going to, try to touch people with some joy. Lord knows this time in this world we live in, there's not just a lot of joy going around. There's all kinds of gloom and doom that you can pick up and wear all day. But thank God we have the Word of God and we have the promises of God. We have all kinds of things from the Lord. You know, back in Nehemiah 8:10, it just says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." And so, if you want to be strong today, then pick up joy. The joy of the Lord is actually your strength. It makes you strong. It'll make you more powerful in the day, no matter what you're doing, than anything else will. That is your opportunity to just jump in there and do good things, have great things going on in the Lord. So Second Samuel 6:14 is another good one. I like it. It's just a story about David dancing before the Lord. They were bringing back the Ark of the Covenant and rejoicing over that. And he just went all over the place. I mean, he was a little indignant. In fact, his wife was not real happy with him. But, it doesn't really matter who's happy about it or who's not happy about it's your choice to wear that joy, to suit up in that joy unspeakable full of glory. It's just powerful. That's what we want to do. We want to just jump in there and get suit up with joy. I love that expression. How about even Job? I like this. Job 8:21, and it goes on and says, "Till he fills my mouth with laughter and my lips with shouts of joy." Shouts of joy. I love that. That is just such a exciting thing, is that you can have that joy well up in you so much that you just can't help it. You're just going to shout for joy. That is incredible. I love it. It's just awesome. Okay, how about Psalm 7? This is another good one. It's Psalms 4:7. "Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the times of the corn and their corn and wine and increase." This is talking about harvest. This is talking about, when people bring in the harvest, there's great joy. There's going to be increase in your financial thing. If you've toiled over this thing and you've made it good all the way through the year, and you've brought a crop into being, and now then you're going to eat well, you're going to have something to sell, harvest is just a great time of rejoicing. And this is what even old Job, he's coming up with this. He's saying, he went through a lot of stuff. But a lot of us go through a lot of stuff too, right? Amen. And so we need to know how to stir that joy up, how to grab hold of it, and to see the benefits of the harvest of joy in our life, because it's important. Here's Psalms 89, verse 15 and 16. "Blessed," I love that word, "blessed or happy are the people that know the joyful sound." The joyful sound. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. You know, I mean, you hear something, right? But to know the joyful sound, you know what kind of a sound it is. I mean, listen, whenever somebody gets born again, all of heaven breaks loose. They're rejoicing at even one soul coming into the kingdom. And so, you know, when you hear the sound of heaven rejoicing, you ought to be able to chime in with them. We ought to be excited about that and to know that people are coming into the kingdom of God daily, every day, to know that God is increased, bringing an increase into his kingdom, bringing in a new brother and sister into the house of the Lord by way of salvation. And so we just pray over the evangelist. We pray over the word of God that will go forth in whatever format that it can. It can turn hearts and cause the rejoicing of all heaven. You want to set heaven off in particular? Hey, just all you got to do is you got to go out and win a soul. That just, you know, because the word says, the whole heaven begins to rejoice at even one that comes. So that's so exciting. Man, I love all that. Here's Proverbs 15:15. It says, all the days of affliction or trouble. Hey, we got some of that going on, are evil. All those days are evil. But I like that word, but that means there's something else coming up. Good. He that is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Wow. That's good. I get excited about that. It means that whoever's got a merry heart, whoever chooses to operate in that merry heart, has a continual feast, continually feeds on that joy, unspeakable, full of glory. I love that. Oh, that's powerful. Let me just tell you that. Proverbs 15:23. This is a great one. Man, it says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. A word spoken in due season, how good is it? Man, wow. A man has joy. Here's how you have that good joy, is you have an answer that you can speak out of your mouth. You have some of these scriptures in your heart that you can speak out of your mouth to encourage somebody, to build up another person. And it just says, a word spoken in due season, oh, how good is it? How good is a word like that? People need to be encouraged. An encouraging, uplifting, joyful word is so powerful. I'm just telling you, it's awesome. It's a completely powerful thing to have at your disposal. A little thing called J-O-Y, joy, man. So just got to kind of continue and understanding that God has, man, he's got all kinds of good things for us. Here's a real powerful one. I love this verse. It's Habakkuk 3, verse 17 through 19. And it says, even when there's it's not so great, okay? You can just say, I will. It's my will, and you make a statement that I will do this and do that and do that. I will rejoice. I will joy in my salvation, okay? Hey, have you ever stopped and just thought how much you have just because you're born again? I mean, wow. Especially if you're filled with the Holy Spirit as well. My goodness, you have all kinds of tools and powerful things. God has given you the blessing. He's given you ways of doing awesome stuff. It's Just sit down and literally count your little blessings and know that God is good and God is operating in your life. And so, therefore, there should be lots of joy flowing, even as we just think about the benefits of salvation, let alone the glorious benefits of being able to be employed by the Lord, to be an ambassador for Christ, to have a witness and a powerful, and to be able to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, all of these things that we have at our disposal to speak a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, to just operate like unlike the world operates, and so that we can demonstrate that joy unspeakable and full of glory, and so that we can demonstrate the power of the presence of the Lord in our life because we're manifesting Him through joy. And, man, that's just awesome. I love it. Let me think here. There's Psalms 119, 162 says, "I rejoice at the Lord as one who finds great spoils," great riches. Man, I mean, just think about what you found when you found the Lord. He's the ultimate. We found everything. There's stories in the Bible about how, you know, the man found something out in his field, and so he went and sold everything so that he could buy that field, and what a great find that was. And it's really kind of talking about, hey, he found the joy of the Lord. He found something that made him exceedingly abundantly above the line here, you know. Because why? Because he found something of great value, and he paid, you know, he gave whatever price he needed to be able to really lock hold of it. God has given us the opportunity to have such riches, such awesome things. Psalms 5:11-12 says, "Let all who put their trust in the Lord rejoice. Let them even shout for joy. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them." Hey, you know, God is our defender. Man, I mean, that just thinking, he's my defender. He is my defense. He's my lawyer. He is my protector. He has a sword in his mouth that can come and slice up any enemy that I have. Listen, we have such a powerful gift in being a child of God. It's amazing, just completely amazing and awesome what we have at our disposal. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable, really. Listen, I have a little ticker that's going across the screen down there. I just want to draw your attention to the prayer line that we have. If you need prayer, just call in. That number is a USA number, and there are people that can minister to you. They operate in English and in Spanish. So just call that number and pray with somebody. If you have needs in your life, God wants you to overcome those needs. Overcome those things that are not good in your life, and he wants to produce that living joy that he has, that he'll pour out into your spirit. So avail yourself of that number, and just do. We love to have the comments on chat and whatnot too. We try to respond to you if you'll type in something. We'll respond to that as best we can. Anyway, hey, I want to move on just a little bit more, and I'm about to wrap it up, but I just really want to have several more of these. What I would recommend is after we get through here, just go back in here and you know, take a pencil and just sit there and, you know, stop and go and get all these scriptures together, and there'll be a reservoir of joy in your life, and you can sit down and just bring your day up into the joy of the Lord with these powerful scriptures. I love the the Word of God, because it just has so many great things in. Here's Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I mean, it'll bring health into your body just to be joyful. That's cool. Man, I love that. Doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. That's not what we want. We don't want to be all dried up and soured and all of that. We want to have good medicine coming in. So get that merry heart going. Get that joy of the Lord operating in your life. Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy shall they draw water out of the wells of salvation. Listen, if you start thinking about your salvation and what you've got and what you have the ability to give to other, tell other people about. You have the good news that's inside of you that you can proclaim, and you can see lives change, not only yours, but other people's lives change. That ought to bring up a lot of joy. That ought to bring up you can just reach down in the well of your own salvation and share your testimony. They overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You know, you should be able to go around and tell everybody what good things God has done. And that should bring up the joy of the Lord. Just rehearsing that, just confessing those things, just reminding yourself of all the goodness of God. Man, wow. In fact, the goodness of God leads men into repentance. Whoa. I love it, man. So I can get very joyful if I just start reminding myself of some of those things. Isaiah 12:3, therefore, the joy of the Lord, therefore, with joy, you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. I mean, we have the ability. We have to choose to do that, though. We have to elect or choose to reach down in there and remind ourselves and empower ourselves with that. That is a very awesome and wonderful verse. Okay, John 16:24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. God wants you happy. God wants you to be just full of joy because you ask and he has given to you, and you have received the goodness of the Lord. You've received your healing. You've received your deliverance. You've received the opportunity to sow a seed and see it prosper in the kingdom principles that are surrounding all of these things that we can operate in. He says, he tells you to go out and cast out the demons and heal the sick and raise the dead and proclaim, preach, or teach the day of the Lord. And it's coming, folks. I really do believe as we see the world get darker and darker, so the light, it's brighter and brighter. That contrast come. And now, are we living in dark days? Absolutely we are. And that's why we need to be the ones that can just tear the devil off of people, because we have the joy that will just pierce through, cut people loose, and just set them free because of that joy, full of glory. And man, I mean, full of glory, full of God's glory. Joy is loaded with glory. I mean, if you eat your vegetables, you know, you figure out which one of those vegetables are loaded with what kind of nutrients. Hey, let me tell you, joy is loaded with salvation, with good things. I mean, it should be one of the top things on your spiritual diet, my friend. Okay, Acts 13:52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Filled with joy and the Holy Ghost. Man, that's a good matchup, joy and the Holy Spirit. Ah, wow. I mean, what more do you really want? I mean, you should be able to just, I mean, that one verse ought to just send you running around the room going like, I'm full of joy in the Holy Ghost. Man, that's all I need. I can go out and do great things in the kingdom because I have joy. Joy, 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 joy. Man, I mean, wow. Okay, Romans 14, verse 17 and 18. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy. Yeah. In the Holy Ghost. Here's in the Holy Ghost again. There's two scriptures that link joy and Holy Spirit. If you want to be full of the Spirit and empowered and dwelt by the Holy Spirit, hey, you need to be operating in joy. Joy, man. Wow, that's just completely wow. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Here's Paul, I think it is, that he's just saying, hey, rejoice. And he's saying, again, I mean, he's putting emphasis on it. Again, I'm saying rejoice. This is important. This is a powerful attribute of a Christian's life. So Hebrews 1:9, you have love and righteousness and you hate iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has anointed you with the oil of gladness. Man, wow. I love it, man. To just think about the Lord pouring the oil of gladness all over you so that you can just rise up and be happy and be glad and be anointed to be joyful. Wow, that's so good. I just love it. James 1, 2, and chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. And you know what? It's whenever you see those temptations, whenever you see the things that of this world that comes to try to tear you down, let me just tell you, joy is one of your great weapons to do battle with that. It may be in some cases the only weapon you have because it will overcome so many things. I mean, if the enemy can peg you and see your countenance drop and go down just a little bit and jump into hopelessness rather than happy or joyfulness, he knows he's making some headway with you, and so he's going to keep pounding and pushing and putting more things in there to drop you all the way to hopelessness. And that, my friends, not where we need to be. We have plenty of weaponry here in these words I'm giving you tonight to battle that away. So when you feel that fear, when you feel that frightfulness, when you feel that lack, when you feel, you know, the enemy closing in on you, you can rise up in the joy of the Lord, in the joy that is attached to the Holy Spirit, and you can become a great overcomer. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now we see him, and yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We rejoice because we believe what God has done. We rejoice, we get happy because we know what Jesus Christ has done for us. Listen to me, you already have everything that he's did. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything except you just receive it. And there's just nothing that ought to well up the joy of the Lord in you, knowing that the gift of God is for his children. All of the gifts all of the good things that God has, they're for you. And joy is one of those that is very, very important gift that he has given to you. But you've got to grab hold of it and strap it on and actually operate in that gift. Let me give you one more. Psalms 16:11. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. You wanna really grab hold of joy. You just need to get in his presence. In his presence, when we stop and take a little time to do praise and worship, when we gather ourselves together with our brothers and sisters at church, and participate in the life and living of the body of Christ, when we saturate ourselves with his presence, get alone and just listen to his voice. My goodness, that's where joy comes. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. And wow, I mean, and that's just so good. So I'm going to close this up by saying this. Here's my recommendation. The first thing you need to be able to do, and I just encourage everybody to get a hold of what I've just been telling you. And then once you get infected with this thing, joy is contagious. And so I just hope that you'll go out and infect everybody that you know with a good dose of a good deep case of joy, full of his glory, okay? So joy unspeakable, full of glory. You just go get everybody, just go and, you know, hang out with them, breathe on them, and get them infected. So, hey, I love you. I appreciate you listening in tonight. Join us again next week. Next week, we've got, I've got Pastor Spike Maldonado coming. He is a man of the word. He will bring you, he's going to bring it. I love Mr. Pastor Spike. He's awesome. The week after that, the 29th of, it will be Gary Wells. And Gary is, he's a man of God. He will put out a good word as well. The week after that is Kathleen Hall. She's a deep, deep well. She resides over in Australia, and she will be a blessing. She is a deep well, I'm telling you. She's been around a while, and she is full of the Word of God. And so, man, for next three or four weeks, you don't want to miss any of that. It's all going to be good. Well, in Jesus' mighty name, I want to just pray over you. Father, I just pray that tonight everybody just gets infected with the joy of the Lord. So, Father, just have people go around and just demonstrate the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the things that you give us. It says, freely we've received, let us freely give. And so I just thank you. I just pray for every person listening to do. And I just command the spirit of death to come off of people, spirit of rejection to come off of people, that you begin to break those bonds, Holy Spirit. That I just sense that there's people that have just suffered great losses. I just break that remorse off of them in Jesus' name. I command the spirit of joy and peace to come into their life and set them free and give them hope that passes understanding in Jesus' name. Once again, love you guys. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Tell other people, ring those little bells and add on to, you know, I don't know why they make you do that, but it does really help how many people get to see the program. So, do whatever it is that whatever platform you're looking at, or they all have something a little bit different, but do those things. That really does help us. We appreciate you. All right. Good night. See you later.
If you enjoyed the show today, be sure and get the download and the show notes that we have available for you. If you agree that this is place to be, invite your friends. Use those little buttons to connect us to your Facebook friends and others. And if you have not subscribed, do it today. Check out our free downloads. This is the Fred Hughes Show, signing off.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.